The Freedom Writer's Diary by Erin Gronwell.
Dear Diary, it's almost midnight, and I feel like Cinderella when she was racing home from the ball, knowing that her chariot is about to turn into a pumpkin. I guess you could call what I just got home from a ball. We all dressed up. I got to eat dinner with more silverware than I probably own, and I met Prince Charming. This prince isn't going to carry me off on his white horse or anything. That's okay, because I don't like horses anyway, ever since I busted my ass on one. But for this fairy tale, he'll do. The prince is John II, and the castle was this enormous hotel up in LA, the Century City Marriott. I wonder if the hotel Miss Grewell works at is as nice. There was crystal everywhere, and the bathrooms even had real towels. There were no paper wads on the ceiling or ashes on the floor, and there were no stall doors missing like the bathrooms at school. Even the toilet paper felt good, unlike the sandpaper that could send students to the school nurse. I never knew going to the bathroom could be such an enjoyable experience. But the bathroom was nothing compared to the dinner. There were more courses than OJ has alibis. My napkin looked like a centerpiece, and my food was too damn perfect to touch. The biggest treat of all was when John II sat at my table. Here was this man who had so much to say, but wanted us to do all the talking. When I introduced myself to him, I was really nervous. Why would he pay attention to me? After all, no one, including my dad, ever has. Since my dad left, I've always felt shunned and that it was my fault. I've always felt like I don't have anything important to say. But here was this man who actually paid attention to me. He wanted to know what I thought about the movie Higher Learning. Who was my favourite panellist? Which part did I like best about Farewell to Manzanar? How could someone who doesn't even know me be so interested in me? Here's this gazillionaire treating me as if I'm Bella the Hall, when my own dad is treating me like I don't exist. John II gave me more attention in 7 minutes than my dad has given me in 7 years. As wonderful as everything was, when I got home, I realised I'm missing out on a lot. Not the material stuff like the fancy chandeliers and the full course meals, but bonding with a dad. In a weird way, I'm envious of his kids. They can keep the money if I could have him as a dad. I hope they don't take for granted all the little things he does, like say, good morning and good night. Or just asking about what they did in school that day. That would be the perfect Cinderella story for me. No glass slipper, just a, how was school today?